The date is June 15th, the year 1215, and today is the most important day in American history. Today, a king sits surrounded by his barons and, with what pride left he can muster, signs an agreement between himself and his subjects. The king is furious at the very idea of conceding his authority to those beneath him, complaintive and unyielding as they are. But the choice is no longer his. The deed is already done, and in that moment, ever so quietly, an idea is born. Throughout the years, the idea steadily takes root in minds around the world. Only several decades later, Italian philosopher Thomas Aquinas proclaims that law is made for the common good of the community. Two centuries later, the Florentine diplomat Niccolò Machiavelli brings philosophical form to the concept of republican government. And with two centuries more, Enlightenment thinkers Montesquieu, Locke, and Jean-Jacques Rousseau all finally find the words for that idea that had haunted them and their ancestors for relentless generations. That all people are by nature free, equal, and independent, granted inviolable natural liberties by right of life, and that the power of the government is granted from them, the governed. It is this idea to which we owe our country's conception, that we the people are both those led and the leader simultaneously. From this beautiful paradox stems all of the qualities that make America incomparable, the active protection of our personal liberties, the essential role of social and governmental debate, and an American's fundamental right to fight for their beliefs. I would like to bring attention to that last item on the list. While all of these principles are integral to our nation and its history, it is that one hallmark concept that does not merely define the structure of America's government, but defines the most distinctive quality of the American people: the will to stand up against those who would suppress their beliefs and defend them until death. Our nation began as a collection of colonies that no longer wished to abide under the tyrannical thumb of a rule removed from us in our way of life by a vast ocean of water and ideology. Our nation pressed forward as we confronted our own crisis of identity in allowing an institution that made people into property. Our nation prevailed as wars of indescribable magnitude shook the foundations of our world and threatened to do away with all the liberty and democracy that we and so many others had fought to establish. And today does our nation still endure as we have fought to preserve and ensure the legacy of that simple, indestructible little idea wherever it has taken root, that the government is composed of the will of the people. I can only strive to know a measure of bravery and sacrifice as those who have fought these battles. I can only strive to know such a measure of bravery and sacrifice as those who have fought these battles. To equivocate their triumphs to a reflection of the proud progress of the nation does not do them justice. For their hearts are made of steel resolve. They beat with the blood of our nation and with the blood of all of those that came in defense of liberty before them. Because of their battles, we may have ours to challenge our leaders and each other in both protecting and changing our ways of life so that we may stay true to the soul of America. Our nation's soul was born with one small, extremely potent idea. An agreement between ruler and subject that not just one side had authority, and not even that both sides had equal authority, but that a king derived his right to rule from those he ruled. Century after century, this idea grew. Century after century, this idea was fought for. And in the centuries to come, the fight for its continuous improvement and steadfast defense will go on. As the torch was passed to us, so we will pass it forward to others. That is what makes our nation great.